Why you should avoid price demons, aka cheap people, at all costs. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Soft Tissue Revolution, the podcast. We are on episode 80. Gonna roll right into it. A couple housekeeping notes. If you haven't joined the Facebook group yet, you should join it. Posting a lot of good content, daily videos, everything like that. Creating a community of other like-minded soft tissue people that want to make a big change and get people the care that they need so we can put an end to this pain pill epidemic. But want to get in the idea of like cost and value and what we pay for. One of my favorite books of all time is The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. If you haven't checked it out, probably one of the best books ever written. Very intense, but goes into the idea of like human psyche and human nature and why we do the things that we do. And he had a chapter in there talking about price demons. And what are price demons? These are the bargain hunter people. I made a podcast back a couple weeks ago where I talked about the Groupon crowd and avoiding them at all costs. But this one goes to a different level. It's frustrating. It's frustrating for us as practitioners, as soft tissue specialists, people that are actually providing amazing care, they run into these price demons. So what is a price demon? A price demon is a person that always wants to pay the lowest possible price for everything. It could be food, shelter, treatment, everything like that. They're always looking for the lowest price, and it messes with these people. They don't realize it. And the reason they're called a price demon is because they always have to get the lowest price possible. They'll mise you to death, they'll break you down, and they'll try to get the best price, but they're always looking for that best price. And when they're looking for that best price, they're always freaked out that someone else can do it for cheaper. And I've talked about this. The problem with a cheap solution is it isn't a solution. It isn't going to be able to solve the problem. So a lot of us, I'm in a lot of other forums and I see people, all the time. They're like, should I raise my prices like $5 or $10 or whatever? And I feel bad for those people. I've been there too. I understand. We feel bad for some reason. Like when we're providing amazing value, we feel bad about charging accordingly and we want to give a better price. But people are spending money on all types of shit. And one lady, and I've talked about this before, she spent $3,500 on an MRI for her dog. Think about that. And then right after that lady told me that I was expensive. So these price demons are out there and they hide and you don't realize what's really going on. They just want to nickel and dime you to death. And they're always worried that they could have got it from somewhere cheaper. And there's always someone out there that's willing to do it cheaper. Massage envy, hand in stone, all these things. But you can't compete on price. You just can't, because those places will lose. And if you continue to build your business and your practice up with these price demons, you're fucked. That's the basic honest truth. You are fucked in so many ways, because here's the thing about price demons. They're friends with other price demons and they're all cheap. So if they start referring their friends in and you're doing like, let's make a deal, let's make a bargain, they're going to say, hey, oh, by the way, so-and-so only charges this. Come on in and see. You're going to have a whole practice and a whole business filled up with these price demons. And then what it does, and I've said this before, is it fucks with your psyche. You don't think you're valuable enough. You don't think that you can charge accordingly. And these are the same people that will go out and pay five, 10 grand for stem cells because it sounds better. It's just crazy what happens, but these price demons are the worst. I hate when I come across one, because I know what's happening. And then you're in for a battle. Then you got to sit there and try to convince them that it's worth it. You know what? At the end of the day, let those people fuck off. Go do a Groupon, go to Massage Envy, go to Hand in Stone, do that. You're not going to get the level of care. You have to own what you do, what you charge on every level, and it won't happen unless you start getting that conviction. I've talked about this on past podcasts, the idea of conviction in your product and everything that you do. Now, when you struggle with these price demons, it's hard. They can really beat you up and beat you down and make you feel like you're not worthy. And if you don't feel like you're not worthy, then you got to start to have a conversation with yourself and be like, what can I do to set myself apart? And I've talked about this before, the idea of a niche and like picking a specialty. Be like, hey, I'm the massage therapist that fixes shoulders and I fix only shoulders and I'm the best in the area. And when you're the best and you have that niche, you can charge more. But if you're just like everyone else doing the same shit, you ain't going to be able to compete on price. You have to have something that differentiates you. Sorry for that stutter there. From everyone else out there. The idea is like your unique selling process or unique selling product? Like, what sets you apart? There's a million people worldwide that are massage therapists, that are soft tissue people, but what sets you apart? And if you're trying to compete with everybody else, you're never going to win on price, and it's just going to beat you down. It's going to beat your practice down, and you're going to be continuing to just spin your wheels and trying to get people in and out. Because the problem with people that are price demons are they're not loyal at all. They just want to continue to have the price that they want. You've had this before, and I've seen it in my own practice. I used to have a lot of price demons. And then when I wanted to raise my price $5 or $10, they went fucking apeshit. They went crazy, and they're like, this is bullshit, blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. People that pay more for their service, for their level of care, are the best patients that you can have because they're invested in it and they want to do better. The people that pay less, they're going to be the biggest pain in your ass because they expect so much more and they just beat everybody down. Imagine what goes on with these people. They're always worried that they didn't get a good price. They're always looking for the cheap solution. And the problem with the cheap solution is it doesn't solve any problems. So avoid these price demons at all costs because they're going to mess with you on so many ways. And it messes with your practice and your business because you start filling it up with these people and then they refer other cheap people in. And then before you know it, you're working your ass off for a discounted rate and you ain't gonna last. Your body's not gonna last. You can't do that. You have to get top dollar for what you do and provide the most amount of value possible. And if you don't think you have that amount of value, then get better. Get better at your skills. Find a niche. Own that niche. Tell everyone in the world that you're the best at what you do and you can charge accordingly. So that's all I got for the podcast today. As always, I appreciate you guys stopping by, getting more and more people in the Facebook group, really starting this revolution together. If you ever have any questions, send me a message. I'm always here to help. And I just appreciate you guys giving your time and your energy to the podcast. We're getting more and more downloads all over the world, so that means the world to me. But the biggest compliment you can give is recommend this podcast and our Facebook group to other people because we need to continue to have this revolution going because people need this care because this pain pill crisis is getting worse and worse, and we're going to solve it together with our hands and getting in there and fixing the tissue so people can avoid pain pills, injections, and surgeries, and we can make the world a better place. Thanks for listening. I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.